Oh, Lord, you speak to our hearts if you wish to today. Father, we know it's a little difficult now, and we just pray that you'll give us that help. We know that you want to speak by your Spirit, and we just give you praise and glory, and we thank you. In the wonderful name of Jesus. Behold, the Lord saith to thee this day, trying and hard times are before my people, of days of troubles, days of sadness, a day of hard things, day of many dark shadows is coming through this land. And my people really don't recognize that that's a sign of my coming. My coming is very close to that hour. And I wish for my people to be ready. I wish for my people to observe my signs, my callings, my directions. Surely, if they watch the weather of this land, they realize things are changing. Things are happening. It's not normal. And when it's not normal, it's out of kilter. It's out of balance. And my people need to realize that things are out of balance this day. For I say some, there's darkness. And others, there's brightness of light. There's some that have rain. And they have so much rain that they're drowned with it. They have overabundance of rain. And I say others have a lack of rain. They have no water. They're living in darkness and dryness. And I say, I, the Lord, see these great things happening to this land and through the world. Many things are coming to pass that men do not know. But I have caused this to be and have caused it to let people know, or mankind to know, that it is the sign of my coming, for my coming is very sure. My coming is for the redeemed. My coming is for those who have known me. My coming is for those who have lived their lives through their whole being, loving me and living with me and having me live within them. And for those, it's going to be a great day coming forth, a day of greatness. The greatness of my power shall be put upon my people in this last hour, and they shall move mightily. They shall move greatly through my Spirit, even before I call them to heaven. My people are about a time of great deliverance, a time of great moving of my Spirit in a mighty way. I say my Spirit has been bound for so many years, but I say for a short time my Spirit is going to be loosed on a great way to those that believe in me. And with that, mankind will see great and mighty exploits. They'll see great and mighty things taken forth and coming forth by my Spirit. They shall not be able to figure out what's bringing it forth, and they will not understand it. But I said, nevertheless, if they don't understand, they still have to believe it's coming somehow, and that somehow is the Lord their God. They do not want to admit that their God in heaven can do these great and mighty exploits. The God in heaven can do these miracles. The God in heaven can do all these great things that come to pass. They're looking for the answer as man. They're trying to figure out the climates. So they're trying to figure out what brings these things to pass. But I says, I am the Lord thy God, and I change not. And I see man in their evilness. I see man in their evil doings. And I see man squandering their ways to sinful attacks. I see them doing things that's not normal for them to do. And I say, this adulterous thing is going to have to stop. For I've caused that all things are going to come to a place very shortly that my Spirit will be lifted up. The one that I have lifted up people, I say they will be lifted up, because I say I'm taking my children home. My children are going to leave this place, and they're going to exit very shortly. And when that exit comes forth, the world will not even understand what happened. But I say that's going to be this great move of my Spirit when they cause those redeemed to come home. And they will see the powers. They will see the fading away of the memories of those who have thought, and they thought that the childish things that they were doing, but yet they're going to find out those childish things was the man of God. They would see in those ones that were put down and spoke roughly of because of their zeal and their living for the Lord their God. And those will live great and mighty expectations in this last hour. And they shall see great and mighty exploits. But I say for those who are left here behind, they're going to see hardness. They're going to see problems. They're going to see treacherous things that they've never seen before. I say this United States, before long, there's not going to be enough food for it. And for the world the same way. I say when they put the seeds in the ground, many will rot because of too much moisture. Others will dry and never come up because there's no moisture in the ground. And with that, there will be no harvest. And I say when they harvest, the flood will come to the harvesters. And I say they will not get that yielding to the market. They will not get that yielding to where they're going to have it be that lasting food. They're not going to be able to put them in a place of safe harbor. Their food will not be in a place of storing, of refreshing for tomorrow. For I say that tomorrow will be using up before they get it. The seed will be used, all that they are yielding will be used up before they get it to the storing place. The storing places will be empty. The storing places will have no food. The storing places will yield nothing because I say they will not get their rich seed and all the things that they were supposed to plant and the harvesting of the plants. And it shall come to pass that that will be a loss. And I say when a loss, very much lost, there will be great tragedies happening. There will be people hurting. There will be hard hunger. There will be starvation. There will be troubles. And I say when you put this all together with the angerness of the enemy, there's going to be troublesome time hitting this land. And I say the redeemed for this here that have loved me all their lives, but after they have missed my coming, they're going to go through hardships. They're going to go through pitfalls. And I say they will wish they had never been born, many. Because they will not be able to take what they're facing. And I say that the treacherous things of the enemy is going to come and devour them. It's going to come upon them like a canker worm that comes to eat away, to remove which I have given them, and they will not receive that blessing that they wish for. And they shall live in a reduced dimension. They'll take them down to a place of wanting. They'll be there wanting. They'll be like beggars. They'll want. They'll want. They'll wish for that sandwich. They would wish for that morsel. They would wish for that time when they used to go to McDonald's. And then for all these things of these great living that's taking place in this land. But there'll be a day when those doors will be closed. When there'll be a day of no one has. But I say my people that live for me will miss all of this. They will miss it. They will be living in luxuriously. They will be living in heaven. They'll be living in a place that's going to be for the redeemed. And they're going to live there through the ages. But I say for all that miss it, it's going to be trying times. And it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass, saith the Lord. Hallelujah.